So you think it's embedded in our DNA to find comfort in hatred?
You know, look at how he treated the whites.
When you guys become the minority. Hey, Peter. What are you listening to?
Eric, what are you doing, man? I'm trying to do my thing. I'm trying to relax.
That sounds good, man. What song is that?
It's none of you. Get the fuck out of here.
Like we're in the same stall.
You're listening to The Flushed, where we enjoy conversations about life, love, movies, politics, and of course, the bathroom. When we're done, it all gets flushed down the toilet. I'm Peter Bean.
And I'm Eric Claw at the other stall.
Right next to me?
Right next to you.
Great.
Racism is bad, right?
Yes.
Let me see
what the Twitters are saying about it. Yeah, I think it is bad.
Racism is bad. So people hide this. I have this question, I guess, because I would imagine that racism is bad. So then you have this white nationalist running for Senate and running for whatever office that they can run for, and they get the point. And they say certain racist things and they get followers, meaning that there are people that think like them. When asked, they say, no, I'm not racist at all. I'm the least racist person that you will ever meet.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, if you are racist and you think racism is good, then why say that it's not? It's very confusing because we even fought a war against this type of tyranny or whatever, and then but now we have them and they're like, no, America first. So America fought against this.
I don't know.
I just don't understand it too much.
It could be a part of your upbringing, and it's also where like you're validated. I think it's a simple thing. It's like if you're validated with what you say, then you'll keep saying it, and that goes to leaders too.
Like
the leaders, if you want to take Adolf Hitler, is a good example, an easy example, but not an easy example if you put yourself in the 1930s.
Yeah.
They the German people were in a difficult time, and after World War I, where like lands were taken and like they were, their economy was in the shit, and they needed somebody to tell them whose fault it was, you know.
Leaders at
any level, at any type of leader, like it doesn't have to be a political leader. It can be just a community leader or something, or it can even be your parents. You know, it's like if that person is saying these things, and you will like sort of subconsciously or consciously be like, yeah, you know, maybe they're right, and they seem really cool about saying it. They seem really confident in what they're saying. I kind of agree with that, like. And then an additional layer is, this is why my lot in life is shit, because of that person. You know, pick any type of person. You know.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Yeah. I think that's just a boiled down version. Is like any person, if somebody is willing to get on a box and say, this is why you're in the shit. Like, yeah, okay.
But I think it's kind of like giving them an excuse to hate on. And I don't know where this hatred comes from, really, because, I've always kind of like pair them up, you know, racism and ignorance. And I've always thought, well, you know, if you're racist, and obviously you're slow and your IQ is very low and all that stuff, but that's not the truth.
Not necessarily.
Yeah. And that's what troubles me, is that it's almost to like if you're a serial killer and you mix with other serial killers, then you're fine. But when asked if you're a serial killer, of course you're going to be like, no, I'm not a serial killer. No, of course not. I wouldn't dare. I'm the least serial killer that you will ever meet. But inside of it, you are. And if you say certain things like, we should bring back America to what it was or something, then, you know, you're saying like, oh, this was a better time. When we didn't accept certain people, or we didn't want certain people and all this stuff. It doesn't make any sense. And we're even having a little bit of trouble kind of, you know, like, you know, if you're racist against Jewish people during World War II, what was the, why were you racist against, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's usually, I think, hardship probably, like with the recession we had and the housing crisis that happened.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, we had our first black president, but there was still hardship. And then there is somebody to say, hey, in a lot of subtle ways, this is why you lost your house. This is why you have a shit situation. That kind of thing. But it's also exposure. Like if you're in Montana or even areas in Minnesota where I'm from, you don't see a lot of diversity. And I think if you're exposed to it, it's like you're Peruvian. It's like if I never met you, I would be like, oh, Peruvians? I heard they don't wash their hair. Yeah, I heard that.
Well, we have the greatest shampoo in the world.
You know what I heard? I heard that they don't shave. I heard that they shave their armpits. That's what I heard. I heard they wax their armpits. That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's like, true. What's wrong with it?
Well, so I can, you know, you can slip and slide on the slides. Slip and slide? No, is that a thing anymore? Slip and slides?
I think that's long gone, Peter.
Long gone? Damn it. If I had a yard, I would be slip and sliding every day.
That's weird because you're like...
And I wouldn't let you Peruvians on my slip and slide.
Oh, I see. I see how it is.
But it's all about exposure. Like, I can think what I want about Peruvians, and if I don't meet a Peruvian, I'll never... That idea that's been institutionalized in my head will never be challenged, you know? So I think as we diversify and we become more diverse, like in our genetics as well, like I think we'll be better, but there will always be somebody to say, there's always somebody to expose an inner hatred for the robots or the non-robots, you know, in the future, as Jean-Luc Picard, Captain Picard
of
the USS Enterprise.
No, this is not that kind of podcast, Peter.
Of the USS Enterprise D and E. And who knows what after that now. it could be some crazy coup in the Star Trek universe now. And there's an episode called Drumhead. Admiral Satie is on the Enterprise to find a spy. She ends up... it ends up becoming a witch hunt. So, like, she brings a Vulcan to ask him questions about the spy. And she brings up the fact that he's not Vulcan, he's Romulan. His parents are actually Romulan, and that ruins his career. So she didn't find the spy, but she's now dragging everybody else to the mud. So in the final scene of it, which is really powerful to me, is Worf comes in and he tells Captain Picard that it's over. And he said, you know, there's no more hearings. And then Worf says... he says, I believed her. I helped her. I did not see what she was. And then Picard says, villains who twirl their mustaches are easy to spot. Those who clothe themselves in good deeds are well camouflaged.
That's very relevant right now.
It is. That's the biggest thing. This is very relevant. Like, Worf is saying, like, you know, nobody's going to trust her anymore. And Picard's like, well, maybe, but she... Or someone like her will always be with us, waiting for the right climate in which to flourish, spreading fear in the name of righteousness. Even in the utopian society of Star Trek, it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it can happen at any time in the future. So it's like, even though we expect the utopian world of whatever, there will always be somebody to say, that green alien who's integrated with our society, well... they're taking the jobs, or the robots taking the job.
Is it embedded in our DNA to find comfort in hatred?
I think
some of us. No.
I think some of them. I think it's part of. I think only when there is a I guess, utopian type society where like, because I think with racism, like, it's also an internal thing. The reason I'm being, a person is being racist is like, there's an internal struggle going on in them. And there's a hardship that's going on in them.
Yeah.
There's something, somebody that wronged, somebody who happens to be whatever, killed this person, or a father figure who was gunned down by a robot, let's say, and now I hate robots. You know, there'll always be that thing. So like, I guess we just have, as a society, need to be ready to tackle, to sit that person down and be like, hey, it's not that. And I, there's no right answer, I think. Like, yeah.
I really hate it when they try to make sense out of it. If that could ever be the case, you know, is they're like, whoa, did you know that statistically, blah, blah, blah. And then they just go on into this, like, percentages, like they're being smart about it. Like, I've done my research, so I'm right about racism. I went with a couple friends, and I haven't seen this other friend in a very long time, And now he's married and has a wife and a couple kids and all that stuff. And we all got together and everything, and I was like, hey, oh, it's great to see you, you know, small talk. And as the night progressed and later on we started talking, the wife kind of just mentioned, oh yeah, you know, my kids, I love them, as long as they don't bring somebody different, meaning, you know, I don't want them to marry black people or something. And I've been talking to these people for a while, and it was fine. It was all, you know, like, oh, you know, remember last time we saw each other and everything. And my friend agreed with her. Yeah, as long as that's not the case, and I've been teaching my kids not to do that, and so that automatically kind of like just killed the whole, like. But then I'm thinking, I was friends with these people. And how is this, like, I can't be friends with you anymore. And I was telling my other friends, and they're like, yeah, they're, you know, they have these views and they're stupid. But that's how they think, and that's how we, and I'm thinking, well, I can very easily still be friends with them because, you know, I'm like them and everything. But now I don't know if I want to be friends. Well, but it's going to be like looked down upon me when I say that I don't want to be friends with them, and I give them the reason, because they're obviously racist. And they're like, yeah, but we're not racist against you. But it was.
I mean, I would say you should not be friends. It's like the whole, it's the whole Facebook war with the politics right now. Is like, well, just defriend them. It's like, well, maybe also try to understand them, and maybe come to an
understanding.
That's in politics. In racism, it's more like, if you do have a racist friend, it's like, well, you can hang out with him again, but maybe it's like you given that they're an okay person despite that, let's say, let's pretend like, okay, like you can be an okay person and then have this racist inkling. Like, let's say they're cool to hang out with, whatever. And say it comes up, or maybe even you bring it up or whatever, like you being an example for them, a leader for them, you know, they need counter arguments in their life. Like, they need, here is Eric, this cool guy that I know, and he's saying that, like, in this case, black people are cool, you know, are they're level-headed people that he's saying are cool. And it's like, well, then maybe I need to rethink my own thoughts on this. You know, that would be one thing.
It just, it gives me, it brings more anger than understanding, or trying to understand.
I know, it's super tough. But one thing also that you made me think of, since we're both film lovers, you gotta remember that for, what, 80s and 90s, and even in some movies today, you know, the bad guy was a black guy, or the drug dealer was a black guy, or there was, you know, there, like,
or Hispanic.
Like, or Hispanic, non-white, you know, like anybody of different color. And so it's ingrained in us, like, as we grew up with these movies that are cool. Oh, I like this movie. I like the movie. And you don't even think about the little subtle things that have, that they've done to us that make us think this or that, you know, it's a tough thing to break from. And thankfully movies are less stereotypical like that. But there was a lot of movies that like influenced how we view people. And again, thankfully people were with not just, Black or anybody non-white, but mm-hmm. also with women. So they're starting to be more aware of the representation in films.
Yeah.
Which is great, because I think that'll help people who are racist.
Well, right now there's a big go ahead, be racist type of feeling going on, you know. It's okay to be this. But once you ask them, it's just very hypocritical, dude, because you ask them, hey, you know, what you're saying is a bit racist. Oh, I'm the least racist person.
Maybe it's a good thing that we get people talking about their racist feelings, because I'm more curious about, we have leaders in Washington who have these, like, I don't want to say racial tendencies, but they have these, they're doing things that are very, they're doing weird things. So,
well, what was that thing that they said? This is the Republican senator, Nazi hate black people, and he's going to run, and then they just win.
He did lose.
Jesus, but is why is he even running in the first place? Why is he, like, there should have been, a lot of them should have been X'd by the shit that they say.
So, yeah, the environment is really weird, but...
Toxic, but
they're, at least they're saying it out loud versus being quiet about it. I wanna hear their views and then put them in check, not just politicians, but people that I love in the fringes of the family tree, you know, and from Minnesota, they can get that way.
And I have racist people in my family tree.
Yeah, yeah.
I think everybody has his.
Yeah, so at least, like, it's not just Thanksgiving where it's this crazy uncle saying racist things. It's now more open, and then we can put them in check.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I think that could be a good thing. Could be. We'll see.
They need to fail. Whatever it is that they're.
What is that?
You know.
Is that a
hold
cat?
Hold on.
Oh, it's a little cat.
It's there a little cat. See.
You know, we're talking about love and inclusion here.
We're talking about races.
Racism and cats. Maybe that's all cats need is they need their racism against humans, which is actually a legit way of racism. Like they are a legit race between
cats
and humans. Racism, it's more ethnicism, I guess. Ethnicism.
Yeah. Because we're the same race, cats, right?
Solved why cats are borderline assholes sometimes. They are just racist.
Oh.
Like, they try to live with us.
You're racist.
But they're just racist.
Tiny, you're racist.
I mean, I think they're going to try. And, like, dogs, maybe, they were racist initially, like, killing us and all that in the forest. But then they came to realize humans aren't that bad. So cats just need longer to... lose their racism. Okay, sorry. I think we solved it. Anyways, continue.
No, we didn't solve anything. So you're slightly racist. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Man, you can't say this is like this podcast. You know, people are gonna, once you run for like elected office, Eric, you know, people are gonna dig up this podcast. They're gonna dig up this podcast and be like, wow, Eric was, you know, look at how he treated the whites.
When you guys become the minority. good times, Peter. When you start seeing the numbers going from like 80 to 60 to 40.
We got to breed, guys. We got to breed. We're losing the battle.
I don't know. I got to get my... Yeah, that's that. Eventually, I don't know. we don't know what, whatever evolution wants us to become. I don't care, as long as that human race continues.
Yeah, we'll be, that's a beauty thing, is like, you know, there's a lot of just, what are you? Well, my mom or my grandma was white, and my mom is Latina. I don't know what I am. And like, I think that's going to be great, is once we don't know, we can't check the box of Caucasian or,
yeah,
or black, white. Caucasia, by the way, Caucasia is a valley in Russia. So when you say you're Caucasian, it's not really, you're not really Caucasian, because you're not from that Caucasia area in Russia.
I didn't know this. And why do they call it Caucasian?
I have no idea. I think it stemmed from, wait, let me look this up, because I'm super curious. Caucasian. The greater Caucasus. The Caucasian Valley is between Caucasus.
That's fantastic. We come from the great family of Caucasus.
Yes, yes, we come from the family that invented the term cock.
Us.
Like it's between Russia and Georgia, or where Armenia. The white people were like, "What do we call ourselves?" Well, we got to have cock in there. We got to get, yeah, because we got to, like, you know, show how, like,
because,
like,
that's what we're known for, we are. Our big cocks.
All right, let me leave first, okay? I got to get back to work. I've been here for a while.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Hey, Archie, you didn't wash your hands.
I didn't go to the bathroom.
You didn't go to the bathroom?
I didn't do anything. I was just sitting there.
Well, okay.